What happened? Did you have a good time at the ballet?
Why, how was it, guys?
Sure we did.
What's up?
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. That's funny. Kristen Schwab and Amir Dabawi, if you're listening to this, you have been caught out. Hey, everybody. I'm Kai Rizdal. Welcome back to Make Me Smart. Making today make sense is what we do.
Yes, and I'm Mariel Segarra. Thanks for joining us on this Hollowed Out Shell Thursday. How's your shell today, Kai?
I'm okay, actually. I'm okay, which is funny because it's just cold and miserable and wet here in Los Angeles. But
Cold? No, how cold is it in Los Angeles?
Okay, technically it's 57 right now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, the air hurt my face this morning when I left my apartment, so.
Okay.
It's actually cold here, but not miserable.
All right, fine. Fine. My blood has gotten thin over the years. All right, anyway, so standard deal today on a Thursday. We'll do a little news. I've got a couple. Marielle's got one or two anyway, and then we'll do Make Me Smile, and then we'll get out of your hair. All right? What do you got news-wise? Go. You go first.
Yeah, it's actually just one. I just wanted lots of background reading. Yes. So workers at a Starbucks store in Buffalo voted to form a union.
Yeah.
And that'll be the first Starbucks store location that has a union. There were two other votes at two other stores in the area. One store voted no, and one, the vote isn't final. But even though it's just one store, it is a big deal because a lot of the times these votes fail, and Starbucks had really pushed against it. And the thing is, it can have a... If one store votes yes, that often gives other stores, you know, the inspiration to go for it and say, like, actually, this could work. And when a company has even one location unionized, especially if it's more than that, and it starts making concessions and giving certain benefits to some workers, then often those things end up trickling down to other workers. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, and look, I mean, this is organized labor's moment, right? It's a movement, but it's also a moment, if I can quote Hamilton for, I think, the second time today. it's organized labor is having a moment, and also they are feeling the power of it. I mean, I don't know if you saw that thing about the Kellogg's workers who have rejected the contract offer from the company, and they're staying out, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot going on, so it'll be interesting to follow the Starbucks thing and see where that goes.
Do you think that some of that has to do with the fact that it's also a tight labor market and it's hard to hire? They feel like they have more power.
I think that is the root cause or the root rationale. You betcha. I mean, I think the quits rate and all of that stuff, that's all real and that's definitely playing into this. Not a question in my mind at all.
Yeah.
At all.
It's a real mindset shift.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think what you're seeing now as we're in, you know, month 20, whatever it is of this pandemic and companies and businesses are coming around to the fact that things are going to be different for a long, long time, if not forever, is that they realize that the workers are going to feel empowered. They're going to make these decisions like the Starbucks workers have done, and the bosses are going to have to get used to it. I think that's absolutely happening for sure. I was talking to a 60-something-year-old lawyer today who's leaving his law firm he's just 60, but anyway, leaving his law firm after, you know, a whole long career there to go work at a tech startup because he just wants to do something different. I mean, yeah, right? You know, you go.
Is he going to be a lawyer there or is he like learning to code?
No, he's going to be the counsel. He's going to be counsel.
Okay.
But, you know, he's leaving a really safe white collar law firm to go do tech startup land. And that's a big deal, you know?
Yeah. I think people are just over it. Yeah. They're like, I can't, something has to change in my life.
Right. That's exactly right. Something has to change. Okay. So I've got a couple. I'm just going to kind of bang them out. Two of them are COVID related and one of them's global financial catastrophe related. First of all, there's a piece in the Washington Post today about long COVID. And I think we all know sort of empirically that if you get a long chronic disease that is debilitating, it will be bad for you. This piece lays it out really starkly, exactly how bad it is. And the answer is it will be very bad. So please protect yourselves, which gets me to item number two. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine booster has been approved for 16 and 17-year-olds, which is good news. It's big news. And it's very big news in my house where I've got a 17-year-old who now doesn't have to wait until his birthday in February to get his booster. So that's good. That's good.
Nice.
That's a good thing. More boosters, more shots in arms. And then the other thing is Evergrande, the Chinese real estate conglomerate, has $300 billion in outstanding debt, which may or may not trickle out into the rest of the global economy. Anyway, they are, Fitch, the ratings people, say that Evergrande is now officially in default, having missed a Monday dollar bond payment due date. And so this could be the unraveling that sort of takes a little bit of the steam in the air out of the Chinese economy, out of the Chinese financials, and out of Chinese real estate, which would be big and not necessarily great. And I think we all ought to keep an eye out for that one. I don't know that it's going to be the Chinese Lehman Brothers, but it will not be a great thing. It will not be a thing we all want to live through all over again. Let me just say that.
Yikes.
Let me just say that. Yeah, so that's what I've got. Cool. All right, that was a pretty quick spin through the news. But Charlton, let's do what we do. Yeah, maybe we're moving too fast through the news. I don't know. Okay, you go first on this one because mine is requires a little bit of a setup.
Okay, so you know how IKEA names its products after, well, I don't know if you know this, after places in Sweden? I just like thought they were names
those
for
aren't
Swedish
real,
stuff.
Those aren't real place names, are they?
Yes, they are.
No.
This is the whole thing. So these are the names of, like, in a lot of cases, small towns and places in Sweden. For instance, there is a toilet brush named after a famous lake in Sweden called Lake Bolmen. Oh, I don't know how famous it is actually, but it is a lake and it is big. And there is like a cabinet leg named after a southern county.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I totally thought they were all made up names.
They're not. And so the Swedish tourism industry has decided to capitalize on this, and it has a whole marketing campaign with pictures of these places, and it says, for instance, Bolmen, more than an IKEA toilet brush. And I just think it's like very, it's in very good fun. They're having some fun with it. And I, any kind of travel, the idea of travel makes me smile right now.
Yes.
And
totally
I just like,
fair.
I think they're so clever. Like a lot of the times the tourism industries for these small towns, they have to really be like on their game because there's not that much to see. So it's like, if there's any association with something, you know, or something funny they can do, they'll try it.
Yep. That's cool. I can't actually wait to like really travel again. You know, it's been so long.
Where do you want to go?
3 days on business in Washington, D.C. Where do I want to go? Well, look, big picture, I want to go to India. I want to go to Russia in the summertime. I want to go to Argentina. And I want to go to Southeast Asia. I mean, I've been there, but I want to go to Southeast Asia again and just spend some time. What I should do is just like quit and take my life savings and travel. But then, you know, the kids wouldn't go to college. So that'd be a whole different thing.
And where would Marketplace be?
They'd be fine.
Bummer.
Marketplace will be fine. Marketplace will be fine. Trust me. Oh, my
well,
goodness.
Okay. Right. So
yeah, what?
I just want to know, you said that's long term, but like what about like 2022? Can you see going to, like, what can you reasonably see doing next 6 months?
That's a really good question. That's a really good question. I mean, you know, so the easy answer is, look, I'd love to go to like the south of France this coming summer or maybe Italy,
nice.
Like in the summertime.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, like the Middle East, and maybe not in the summertime, maybe in spring or fall. But yeah, just, you know, I think first trip out the gate probably ought to be someplace familiar. I don't know, for me anyway.
Yeah. I'm doing Puerto Rico. That'll be my first.
Well, I know. We talked about that yesterday. Yeah.
Then maybe Paris.
So actually let's do this. If you're listening to this and you want to get the hell out of Dodge, tell us where you want to go. Seriously, just tell us where you want to go. Make me smart at marketplace.org. Drop us a line or shoot us a voicemail. Sadly, I don't have the phone number in front of me, but it's something, 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 you be smart. It's on the show page.
Oh, okay.
It's not in the rundown today, I know.
I'm looking for it.
drop us a line or shoot us a note and let us know where you want to go, and we'll see what the consensus is. Okay, so here's my make me smile. And this came actually to me yesterday, and I meant to get it into Marketplace today, but I forgot, and I didn't have room anyway. Came from a buddy of mine who's in finance, but you might have seen it out there floating around. Sorry, I got to let the dogs in. Bonds, come here. Bonds, come on. You might have seen it floating around online. There's an American comedian, a stand-up comedian, named Remy Munasifi. And 10 years ago, he did a rap about the debt limit and how basically just raise the damn debt limit because it's money already spent. He has now, as we're on the cusp of another debt limit fight, although it looks to be solved, I believe, he's got another one out about raising the debt limit again. And we're going to play a little bit for you. We're going to put it on the show page. It's actually really quite clever, but here goes a bit of it. Raise the debt ceiling. Raise the debt ceiling. Raise the debt ceiling. Raise the debt ceiling again. Raise the debt ceiling. Raise the debt ceiling. Raise the debt ceiling. Raise the debt ceiling again. 30 trillion in debt, and yo, we back again. Still printing lots of money, telling all of your friends. I told you this would happen, but you were a doubting Thomas. 30 is the last trillion I'll ever need. I swear, I promise. Printing and spending for businesses we all right, see. Anyway, it's tough to do rap on a 15-minute podcast. But yeah, 30 trillion in debt, yo, we're back again.
Like,
it's great. It's amazing.
Do you just like have this bumping in your car, top down, driving in
yes,
LA?
I do. That's me. That's me.
That's you.
Me. When I've got two raps bumping in my car. I got raise the debt limit, and then I got Dessa doing Who's Yelling Now?
Janet Yellen. For us.
Yeah, that's what I got. That's what
yes.
I got. Yes. Oh, that's pretty funny.
So cool.
That's pretty funny. Oh, snap. Yeah. Oh, my God. That's funny. All right. All right. So anyway, check it out. It's on the show page. Marissa's going to put it there. It's really quite clever. Tough to do justice in audio without the visual, so we'll just let you go see it. We'll just let
oh
you
yeah, and
it.
We have the number, the phone number
oh,
to
yeah,
leave
okay,
us
good,
a voice
yeah.
message is 508-827-6278 or 508-UB-SMART. Let us know about where you want to travel.
Where you want to go. We would love to hear it. We'll all live vicariously through each other. Okay, so we're done on a Thursday, and I think, Marielle, we have lived up to your whole I don't want to be hollowed out thing, so we did that, right?
Yeah. Yes,
yeah.
We're feeling
right, good.
Good.
We'll call that a win. I am back tomorrow with Kimberly for Economics on Tap, the YouTube live stream. Somebody will be keeping an eye on the Discord. I imagine it's going to be Kimberly because it's not going to be me. 3:30 out here on the West Coast, 6:30 in New York or points east. Last happy hour show of the year before we're off for the holidays. But you can still get your Make Me Smart fix if you need it. Running some of our favorite episodes of the year, I think every Tuesday we're going to do it weekly through like New Year's, and then we're back on the 10th of January. Look out for them in your feed. We'll hook you up. We will hook you up because that's what we do. We hook people up. All right, Make Me Smart, which is this podcast that we're all muddling our way through, is produced by Marissa Cabrera with some help from Mark A. Green. Today's episode was engineered brilliantly by Charlton Thorpe.
Bridget Bodner. Wow, I said that wrong. Bridget Bodner is our senior producer, and the director of On Demand is Donna Tam. Sorry, Bridget.
Well, Bridget's like working while she's on vacation. I'm not sure. You probably don't take a vacation day for today, Bridget. You're working. So, yeah.
Yeah, holy for God. Real.
Fight back. Stand up to the man. Oh, here's Bridget.
She's not taking
slack.
A vacation day.
Oh, I'm not
day.
Taking a vacation day. Are you kidding me? All right, just checking.
Good for you.
Just checking. Oh, my God.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.